The Traveler's Journal, July 15th, Climbing Mount Fuji. The Japanese say, he who climbs Mount Fuji once is a wise man. He who climbs it twice is a fool. Many of that nation's inhabitants make the trip at least once in their lives, regardless of their physical ability. Visitors seeking to gain some perspective, both on themselves and the Japanese, also climb the 12,388-foot peak in Honshu Province, 3 hours south of Tokyo. The season for climbing Fuji runs from July 1st, when the snow melts, through mid-September. You won't need ropes and pitons, just sturdy walking shoes and lots of determination. 5 well-worn trails work their way to the top of Fujiyama, with 10 R&R stations spaced along the way, so carrying food and water is optional. Walking from bottom to top and back takes an average of 9 hours, but most visitors get a ride to a trailhead at the 5th stage, about 2/3 of the way up. Getting an early start is advisable because after 9 a.m., clouds at the peak often obscure the view. That's why many climbers start out in late afternoon and stay overnight in one of the Spartan huts at the 7th and 8th stations for about $40, including a traditional dinner and breakfast. Others set out from the 5th stage at 4 a.m. and climb in the dark. That avoids the summer's heat, but makes for a more difficult journey. But see the rising sun from Fuji's peak, and you may be fool enough to climb it again. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.